Watching TV these days often means being bombarded with the latest whiz-bang editing tricks. Commentator Kelly Cressup has the inside scoop on where one of these techniques comes from and what it's used for.
Lately, my TV set has been flashing me. It happens during commercials. The scene is familiar. A 4x4 SUV is tearing up a mountainside, new camera angles and editing cuts racing at 80 miles a minute. Between shots, the screen goes all white for a split second, as if a strobe went off or someone was blinking halogens at you. The effect is more pronounced if you turn your set sideways and watch as it sends a fireworks display into an otherwise dark room. Turning the volume down helps too, but after noticing the repeated flashes, you may wish you could press a button called Visual Mute. It used to be just auto ads employed this effect, but now other ads have joined in. Ads for movies, soft drinks, cleaning sprays, what have you. So, what's all this flashing about? If you're the person making the ad, flashing is an editing trick that lets you jump between two closely matched scenes without cutting away to some other kind of action. The white screen is like a last-minute turn signal from a car forcing its way through traffic. It's called a flash frame or flash cut, and it comes to advertising by way of MTV. If you're watching the ad, the white screen comes as a stun effect to keep you from flipping channels. It's a tiny, thrilling volt of electricity, like a cattle prod in a way. Maybe this flashing effect is what George W. Bush refers to when he talks about subliminal advertising. By this, I assume he means ads that are both subliminal and abominable. Still, arguably there are worse things to look at than a screen that is perfectly white. Say what you will, the white screen does provide a refuge, however temporary and fleeting, from the sight of a commercial product that is trying to access your cash supply. Think of it as the ad makers giving you a nanosecond to come to your senses. So, savor the moment.
The comments of Kelly Cressup, who teaches English at the University of Tennessee.